You're here on the Heedful Things podcast, the show where we're exploring the depths of the human experience and what it means for us in the times that we're living through. And I'm your guest host, Sameeksha. Yeah, I know you weren't expecting this, and frankly, it's a surprise for both you and me. Trust me, it is. However, since Safal is away from recording, I'm going to take his place and voice what he's got to tell you in the best way I can. If this is your first Heedful Things episode, I'd suggest you visit a few of the previous episodes so you could get a feel for the show and then come back to this one whenever you'd like. Speaking of revisiting the past, I'm reminded of the countless times that I've got myself wandering off into the distant memories of yesteryear. Sometimes they would be places I would like to be, places I want to be reminded of, places I would much rather be, and places better than here, right now. Other times, I'd be looping into visions from a past I would much rather forget. Embarrassing moments at the schoolyard, traumatic events that to this day trigger my emotional responses. You notice how my recollection is restricted to only the good memories and the bad ones? Or rather the ones that have a strong emotion attached to it. Those are the ones we're most likely to remember, as though everything else in between are simply scenes that serve no purpose and therefore forgettable. Thinking of the past in this manner lies in direct conjunction to the way in which we function on a daily basis. We are stimulated by strong emotions, overwhelming moments, adrenaline rushes, and butterflies in our stomach. And because we've hardwired ourselves to only react and store those moments as memories, the pathway to that point is somehow not worthy of your consideration, leading us to simply lie on our backs and wait for the right motivation, a sign to do something, or a strong current of energy to carry us away into a better, brighter, and more powerful moment. This is what needs reconstruction. If we had the same affliction toward neutral memories as we do for the powerful ones, we wouldn't treat the majority of our life like a loading screen. We would be in the right mindset to make even the simplest of moments count toward a meaningful experience. Because unlike the movies and the video games, real life does not have jump cuts and transitions between key incidents. Therefore, every plot twist, every turning point and memorable incident must come with intention and desire toward creating it on your own. A lot can change if you were to recall your past with all of the neutral instances in it too, because every fleeting second of our lives comes with value attached to it. The director's cut of our past must include the seemingly boring and forgettable experiences too, because those are the days that lead to the memorable ones, and those are the days that develop our story. Those are the days that really count. If you're thinking about a practical way to apply what I've just presented, there are more ways than one, but a great step forward is to try and list a few loading screens and dull moments prior to the happiest moment of your life.